The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And I'm Han Schelling here, and Paul Watson's taking over. I want to take maybe one more call, but getting back to Lou Rockwell, look at NAFTA, look at the TPP. If they got away with that, you know, why not just go ahead and cancel elections? Foreign groups write some multi-thousand-page piece of garbage, 200 pages of summary, and then we can't see it till it's already globally passed, and then Ted Cruz votes to fast-track it, but claims he's against it when his wife helped write it. If I'm ashamed of anything, Lou Rockwell, it's this. I've been neutral on Ted Cruz because of how he was acting in the Senate on a few issues. But, man, if he isn't a Bush, Rockefeller, sleeper cell, nobody is.
Texas, he was the Solicitor General of the Bush of George W. Bush. Then he got a job through the Bush administration at the Federal Trade Commission. The federal Bush administration versus the state Bush administration. He and his wife were heralded as the first Bush campaign marriage, that they were both working for George W. Bush, and they got married. And these people, and of course she's a total Busher. And
so this is the fourth term.
Yeah. Well, Cruz is I think Cruz is a very bad guy. It's not a coincidence he looks like a vampire.
Well, they say he's completely hateful and cold in person, but acts all nice on the surface.
Well, all he needs is a set of fangs, and we'll know who he is.
Lou Rockwell, getting back to NAFTA and the thousands of pages of that and other key tidbits, we really appreciate your time.
Well, it's as I mentioned, I actually went through the whole NAFTA. As you say, we're not allowed to look through the TPP agreement, but I looked through the whole, in those days, slightly freer days, I was able to look through the whole thing, and it consisted of nothing but special deals, just as you might expect, special crony deals. It didn't mean, for example, here's free trade with Mexico. I can drive my car to Mexico, fill it up with goods, bring it back, and wave at the border guards on the way in. That's free trade, because that's not what's allowed. Everything has to be operated through the crony banks, through the crony companies. They're the ones who benefit, and regular Americans get the short end of the stick, as is always the case.
Here's a quick example.
Very bad deals. Very bad deals.
I was going to buy my dad like a $1,200, you know, one of the cheaper Tag Heuer watches, one of the sports ones. And I'm in Cancun about 6 months ago. I'm buying it. And then when I came back through, I'd written it down, but they knew in a computer what I'd bought and got in my face at the border. And so I went and looked it up. All that's database between the U.S. and Mexico. That's the opposite of free trade under NAFTA and GATT.
Well, it's just fascism. I mean, it's just surveillance. It's the surveillance state. Talk about something else evil they're doing. Everywhere you look in American society, the government is the enemy. The government is hurting us. They're ripping us off. They're destroying us. They're destroying our economic futures. They're destroying our children's futures. They're destroying education. They're destroying families.
A $1,200 watch is on a computer screen at customs, but they can't stop the illegals.
You know, I'm sure even you, knowing what you know, would be shocked if you could see what your dossier looks like and how much they know and what detail. That's true of all of us. They have unbelievable details on every aspect of our lives.
But we know nothing about them. They're more secretive than ever.
As Ron Paul always says, it should be the opposite. It should be total transparency for the government. Let's have a camera in the White House and so forth. But we should have no transparency whatsoever except what we voluntarily give up. So we should have total privacy. They total transparency. Of course, it's just the opposite.
Privacy is our greatest asset.
We're naked before them. They're able to pull off any scam, any ripoff, any theft, any corruption, any horrible tyranny, and tell us it's good for us.
Wow. Yeah. All right, Lou Rockwell, powerful interview. Thank you for the time, sir. Look forward to speaking to you very soon.
Great to be with you.
Thank you. Ah, boy, I tell you, we could only get Ron Paul to at least come out and say that he supports free and open elections and doesn't like what's happening to Trump. and I know little birdies that are working on it. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Joseph Watson from Her Britannic Majesty's Albion, straight ahead.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
This is not an offering to sell a franchise. Franchise offerings are made through the franchise disclosure document.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans who hate their jobs? Do you wish you could work for yourself but don't know what to do? Then we have a proven solution for you, a Budget Blinds franchise opportunity. Our franchise owners enjoy freedom and flexibility, as well as the unlimited income potential of owning their own home-based business. And right now you have the opportunity to join our low-investment franchise network. Budget Blinds has been an established name for over 20 years. When you join our franchise, you get all the benefits of a well-known national brand, plus the added benefit of nearly $10 million in marketing to help drive customers to you. Don't wait another year to make a change. Transform your career and enjoy a flexible lifestyle by owning your own successful business. Call Budget Blinds today. But hurry, franchise opportunities in this area are limited. Call 1-800-215-3334. That's 1-800-215-3334. 1-800-215-3334.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, his life was green and good, but the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back. It's the fourth hour overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. And while Americans are still talking about Kobe Bryant, the elite are preparing for complete bedlam and mayhem. Of course, we had the report last week surrounding the company that's building luxury underground bunkers for the ultra-wealthy to, quote, protect high-net-worth individuals from the general public. That's you and me. Does that mean that, you know, mass civil unrest is going to happen next week, next month, even next year? No. But it tells us that the elite are preparing for something big. They see this global political awakening that Zbigniew Brzezinski talked about years ago. They see it going hot, they see it going violent all around the world and even in the West, which is why, you know, as of last year, we had the news story about the elite buying strips of land, remote property in New Zealand. That came out of the Davos Economic Forum last January 2015. And members of the elite were asked why they were doing this, and they said basically, well, we're afraid of Ferguson-style riots and mass civil unrest arising in the West. And, of course, with this rising wealth inequality, it makes that kind of social disorder more likely. So we've got this huge story, which just went up on Infowars.com about an hour ago. Top insurer warns global civil unrest could go viral. That's not Alex Jones saying that. That's not me saying that. It's Lloyd's, one of the biggest insurers in the world, warning that a, quote, pandemic of global civil unrest could go viral, threatening international stability. This is a report that's being sent out to the mega wealthy, just come out today. It was commissioned, Lloyd's commissioned leading risk management consultancy, the Risk Advisory Group, to produce a report analysing what factors could prompt the spread of civil unrest around the world. The report found that, quote, instances of political violence contagion are becoming more frequent and the contagion effect ever more rapid and powerful, with the head of exposure management and reinsurance, Trevor Maynard, warning that global outbreaks of violence are increasingly likely to develop into, quote, pandemics, that's their word, pandemics of civil unrest. They're talking about a transformation which will lead to, quote, widespread disruption, yet prove extremely difficult to anticipate. So this is going to go global. They talk about jihadists in the Middle East. They talk about the Arab Spring, and they kind of tie the two together. Of course, we've also had reports about crack U.S. troops being repositioned in major cities around the world for this very express purpose, to deal with mass civil unrest. We already see it happening in places like Brazil. We've seen it in Japan, Hong Kong over the past couple of years. And, of course, we're seeing it in Europe. We're seeing warnings of civil war from the head of the Swiss army, the head of the Norwegian police, prominent people in Sweden, prominent security experts in Germany and France, warning those national governments that this migrant crisis, which has been created by the elite, their policies led to it, will lead to a clash of civilizations. Whether that turns out to be, you know, some Holocaust remains to be seen. Obviously, that's very unlikely. But they say the middle class, as a result of being censored and lectured all day about being racist if they so much as criticize this migrant issue, is becoming, quote, radicalized. And that's going to lead to a clash with these millions of migrants they're bringing in, who are already rioting with each other, as we will get onto shortly. But this is a huge report. Again, Lloyd's, one of the top insurers in the world, is saying that nobody has adequately prepared for this mass civil unrest that's coming. We've had the story about the elite buying bunkers. Again, it doesn't mean that absolute mayhem is going to happen tomorrow. But they, again, cite the reason why they're buying these, you know, luxury survival bunkers is not only civil unrest, the prospect for social disorder, but also natural disasters. We see what's going on in Japan, where there's been a spate of earthquakes, also an earthquake in Ecuador, and people genuinely worried about what could happen next in terms of natural disasters. And that is another reason cited as to why the elite are buying these secure underground luxury bunkers in safe locations away from these potential disaster zones. So again, the elite are getting prepared whenever, you know, preppers are in the news, whenever National Geographic does a series about preppers. They're ridiculed, they're lambasted as kooks, as freaks, and yet we have the global elite, the mega rich, doing exactly the same thing, but on an even bigger level. I mean, they're talking about, you know, 4,000 square foot underground luxury apartments. But, you know, Bubba in Idaho is the kook for having his little 12 foot by 10 foot bomb shelter. So again, this whole narrative that preppers are insane, they're crazy, they're paranoid, and yet the elite is doing the exact same thing, only on a bigger level. So this is a huge report. Get this article out, share it. Of course, it ties in with the report we had last week out of the Chicago Tribune, which was about how millionaires were fleeing the city of Chicago. again, in line with what's happening in major cities in Europe. Paris and Rome are also seeing a mass exodus of millionaires. We have wealthy elites in New York City and other major American cities installing panic rooms into their big city apartments because, again, they fear civil unrest. They fear race riots, which have been exacerbated by these violent radical leftists like Black Lives Matter. Buying land strips, buying remote houses in New Zealand, whether it's going to happen or not, they're going to be prepared for it. So if anyone lectures you about how paranoid and kooky you are about buying, you know, 3-6 months worth of storable food just in case, then throw this back in their face. The global mega rich are preparing for this. They're spending tens of millions of dollars. I mean, the elite in London, where I live, have stopped buying high-end luxury properties. They're down in some areas 33% over the past couple of years. All the mega rich in London and other European cities are going back to renting because, again, they're getting an inkling of this global economic collapse, this second downturn that's just around the corner. So they're making financial moves. They're making practical moves to prepare for this. Again, while the general public is laughed at for having 3 months' worth of storable food and a water filter. Now, let's look at what's happening in Belgium. Of course, we had the Brussels attacks back a few weeks ago. This is out of RT. Many danced after attacks. Muslim integration failure caused cancer. That's not Tommy Robinson saying that. That's not Paul Joseph Watson saying that. That's not Stefan Molyneux saying that. That's the Belgian Interior Minister. Belgium's integration policy has caused a cancer within Muslim communities, many of whom, quote, danced after the deadly Brussels attacks last month, said the Belgian Interior Minister, blaming the government for failing to integrate migrants into society. Now we go back to the ISIS manifesto from a few months ago, where they said, we're going to exploit this refugee wave to infiltrate migrants, create more of these radicalized ghettos, arm them, and use them as sleeper cells to carry out further terror attacks in Europe. Of course, we had the raid on Abdeslam, one of the assailants involved in the Paris massacre. How was he able to hide away in Molenbeek for a period of over 3 months? Because he was supported by a network of friends and neighbors who advocated his goals. After he'd been involved in the massacre of over 200 people in Paris, after he had been involved in plotting the Brussels massacre. Again, this is a network of Islamists that surround the jihadists. So no, it's not a tiny proportion of Muslims who are the problem. It's a significant percentage. As we saw with the poll last week, which caused a lot of controversy in the UK, there was a program on Channel 4 called What Muslims Really Think, and again, it simply restated the facts that I've stated over and over again, that many of them, in some cases a majority, have completely intolerant beliefs that are incompatible with Western, secular, liberal societies. And now that has manifested itself in Belgium, with them actually celebrating, dancing on the streets, people being blown apart, limbs being scattered everywhere in Belgium, in Brussels airport, in the metro station, you know, dozens of people dead, dozens more injured. Belgian Muslims were on the streets celebrating. You had children in classrooms celebrating. Just like after 9/11, even though the media called it a conspiracy theory when Trump brought it up, there were people, there were Muslims in New Jersey celebrating 9/11. Multiple anecdotal reports. We had people on the radio the same day saying they drove past Muslim areas, saw them high-fiving, saw them celebrating. Trump mentions it, and the media claims it's a huge conspiracy theory, even though it was documented at the time, and then subsequently more people came out and said that, yes, they saw the same thing. In an interview with a Belgian newspaper, Jan Jambon said that he regretted that a significant proportion of the Muslim community had been, quote, dancing in the streets following the attacks on March 22nd, which 32 innocent victims and 3 suicide bombers were killed and over 300 people injured. And of course, it was the mayor of Molenbeek that was handed a list of jihadists and Islamists by the police who said, this is a major problem. It's going to lead to an attack. What are you going to do about it? She basically bowed to political correctness and said, I can't do anything about it, this isn't my job. And of course, several of the people on that list went on to take part in the Paris massacre. We'll be back with more news after the break. This is the Alex Jones Show, 4th Hour Overdrive. Stay right there. We'll be back.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. IBC Filter Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention, if you or a loved one had a medical procedure to prevent blood clots from traveling to the heart or brain, please stand by for a very important message. IBC filters are commonly inserted to prevent blood clots from traveling to the heart or lungs. But now the FDA warns that these IBC filters may cause serious complications such as heart damage, lung damage, danger from rupture, internal bleeding, even death. You could be entitled to a cash settlement, but you must call now. Time is limited for these claims. Call the attorneys at IBC Filter Justice for a free evaluation of your case. That's right, a free evaluation of your case. Get the compensation you deserve. Call today. Call the attorneys at IBC Filter Justice for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. Call 1-800-933-7789. Time is limited for these claims. Call for a free evaluation of your case. It's urgent that you act soon. That's 1-800-933-7789. 1-800-933-7789.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
This is not an offering to sell a franchise. Franchise offerings are made through the franchise disclosure document.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans who hate their jobs? Do you wish you could work for yourself but don't know what to do? Then we have a proven solution for you, a Budget Blinds franchise opportunity. Our franchise owners enjoy freedom and flexibility, as well as the unlimited income potential of owning their own home-based business. And right now you have the opportunity to join our low-investment franchise network. Budget Blinds has been an established name for over 20 years. When you join our franchise, you get all the benefits of a well-known national brand, plus the added benefit of nearly $10 million in marketing to help drive customers to you. Don't wait another year to make a change. Transform your career and enjoy a flexible lifestyle by owning your own successful business. Call Budget Blinds today. But hurry, franchise opportunities in this area are limited. Call 1-800-215-3334. That's 1-800-215-3334. 1-800-215-3334.
As we've been trying to get on the wine spread, much too long,
we are back on the Alex Jones Show, 4th Hour Overdrive, and the Belgium Interior Minister has said the blindingly obvious that Muslim migrants aren't integrating into society. Forget the millions of new arrivals. These are people who have been there for years and years.
They were dancing on the streets when the Brussels attack happened. They were pelting the police with bottles and stones when they tried to arrest one of the individuals, Abdeslam, who was involved in the Paris massacre. Okay, it's not a tiny fringe minority. This is a huge problem. And it's not a problem that Europe has with people coming in from other backgrounds. You know, there's a lot of Sikhs in the United Kingdom. There's a lot of Hindu people. We don't have this kind of problem. We don't have no-go areas where Hindus and Sikhs are pelting the police with bottles. You know, firefighters who try to put out fires are getting attacked. This is happening in France. It's happening in Sweden. They call it a conspiracy theory, and yet the riots keep on happening. In fact, we had another one back at the end of last week. Shocking video shows hundreds of migrants brawling at Paris metro station. Two people have been seriously injured, and a historic Paris metro station trashed after two massive brawls erupted between hundreds of migrants on Thursday night. And you can go and watch the video. It's in the article again. This is not the first time it's happened. It happens all the time at these migrant camps throughout Europe. And in many cases, the police, now it's so common that they just refuse to go there. You have migrants raping young Muslim girls. You have migrants killing their own wives. And this is before they've even been let loose into the general society. This is what they do amongst each other. It's clearly not working. Dancing in the streets after the Brussels attacks. You know, I've talked about the statistics before, just in Belgium. Belgium, 6% Muslim population. The prison population of Belgium is 45% Muslim. That's how much they're overrepresented in terms of criminal behavior. You can look at the welfare state. Again, you know, 6, 7, 8% Muslims in Sweden. Yet foreign immigrants represent the majority of welfare payments. So this crap they trot out again and again, that we need these waves of migrants to do jobs because, you know, we're dying out, we need this input of labour, simply not true. The majority of them go on welfare. 800 million Muslims are illiterate. They can't even get to grips with their own language. How are they going to get to grips with ours? How are they going to assimilate? So we see more and more of this social unrest, these riots taking place. Then we have this article. Finnish migrants pose with preteen girlfriends on social media. Oh, another wonderful piece of cultural enrichment. Images have surfaced on the Finnish image board. Leah Luta of Finnish migrants and their preteen white girlfriends posing on Instagram and Facebook in the Finnish city of Saarjärvi. The men of Arab descent in their 20s to 40s are seen posing with the young girls with captions such as beautiful, my baby, and I love you. And again, bearing in mind that these people follow a religion in which Muhammad married a 9-year-old girl, married a 6-year-old girl, consummated the marriage when she was 9. This is the background they come from. We have the mass rape in Cologne. Several other major European cities, we have children being attacked in these migrant camps. And now they're posing on social media with preteen girlfriends, men as old as 40. And what's most shocking about this is that they asked the parents what the hell was going on. The parents of these preteen Finnish girls posing with Arab migrants who said they were their girlfriends. They went and asked the parents what was going on, and they basically said, oh, they're just friends, it's no big deal. Some 40-year-old guys hanging out with your 11-year-old daughter, calling her my baby, and it's no big deal. These people are seriously deranged. I mean, if ever there's a need for child protective services, then this is it. Meanwhile, you know, they take away children from loving foster homes just because the foster parents supported UKIP, a political party that was anti-immigration. But it's perfectly fine to have your preteen daughter posing on social media with 40-year-old Arab men who call them my baby. I mean, how frigging sick is that? And the parents are just like, well, God forbid someone might call us racist. It's perfectly fine that some weird 40-year-old man who can barely speak English, you know, been in the country a few months, is hanging out with our 11-year-old daughter. I mean, I've never seen something this shocking. This is in Finland. It's also happening in Austria, absolutely despicable. We'll get more into this after the break. We're also going to talk about the latest controversy with the North Carolina bathroom bill. We'll be right back. Keep it locked in.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are back. It's fourth hour overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. Now, of course, liberals continue to freak out over these bathroom bills that are either in the process of passing or have passed in several states. And, of course, the main battlefront is North Carolina. They passed a bill called HB2, which would, God forbid, require people to use public bathrooms that correspond with the gender they were born. Now, this was a reaction. It was a defensive measure against an ordinance in Charlotte which would have forced private businesses to cater for transgender people and allow them to use whichever bathroom they like, depending on which gender they identify on that particular day. So this was a complete violation of the rights of private businesses, similar to what we've seen with Christian bakeries. Of course, we've had gay activists go out and try and ruin people's lives. This was a vindictive measure. It wasn't a random occurrence. In several examples where they go to a Christian bakery ask for a gay wedding cake, and they're refused because the owners say, sorry, that doesn't accord with our beliefs. We politely reject, you know, we suggest you go somewhere else. Of course, Steven Crowder did that in Michigan. He went to a bunch of Muslim-owned bakeries and asked for a gay wedding cake. They refused, but there was no national hounding campaign. There was no national scandal surrounding that. So again, it's one rule for one set of people and another rule for another set of people. So they passed this bill in North Carolina. There are similar bills in other states. And all it said was, in public bathrooms, you have to use the bathroom which corresponds with your biological gender, which is on your birth certificate. They said, if you're a private business, feel completely free to provide transgender bathrooms or to allow transgender identifying people to use whichever bathroom they choose. So in a sense, it was a defense of rights in terms of the majority, whereas the Charlotte Ordinance was a violation of people's rights to cater for a minority. Bearing in mind, 0.03% of the US population identifies as transgender, a tiny minority. And the point I made in a video that I put out about this is, if you make the effort to look, if you're a man and you want to be a woman and you make the effort to look like a woman, then nobody is even going to notice if you use the female bathroom. Of course, what this will do, and it's already had this effect in several cases, which I talk about in the video, it basically, it's a loophole to allow perverts and freaks to go into women's bathrooms. And I'm not just saying that for effect, it already happened in Seattle back a couple of months ago. There was a man who, quote, made no verbal or physical attempt to identify as a woman. You know, he didn't even make the effort to put on a wig. He walked into a female bathroom in Seattle and began to undress as a man. He didn't even look like a woman. But again, he cited the law. Quote, the law has changed and I have a right to be here. That's what this hairy creep said as he walked into a women's bathroom and began to undress. So again, this is what this kind of ordinance that we saw in Charlotte is going to make more likely. It's basically a red carpet for perverts and pedophiles. You had the case in Colorado where teen girls complained about a, quote, transgender student who kept entering the girls' changing room. They were threatened with hate crimes charges for doing so. So again, violating the privacy rights, violating the private business rights, the private religious rights of people, the majority, to cater for this tiny, tiny minority, 0.03% of the population. You know, people like the guy who we featured a few months ago who left his wife and family to become a woman and now identifies as a six-year-old girl. And he's in the clip. You can go and watch the video. You know, if he identifies as a six-year-old girl, shouldn't he be allowed to use the children's playground? Shouldn't he be allowed to use the children's locker room? You know, a 55-year-old guy with a beard doesn't really look much like a woman, but he identifies as a woman, and he also identifies as a six-year-old child. So are you committing hate speech? Are you violating his rights by saying that he, as a biological 55-year-old man, shouldn't be allowed to go into a children's locker room? This is the abuse that this is opening up, the potential for it. But it's no surprise, you know, given that the left is now beginning to hail, as we predicted all along, pedophilia as an alternative sexual lifestyle choice. They're actually giving pedophiles platforms on Salon.com to argue that they're just victims of right-wing bigotry and that their sexual preference should just be accepted in the same way that being gay is accepted. So it's no surprise that the left is really, again, laying down the red carpet for pedophiles, for perverts, to abuse this kind of situation. And then you have, of course, the virtue signaling on steroids that's taking place. You had Ringo Starr cancel a gig in North Carolina to protest against this bathroom bill. Now, he didn't cancel a gig in Russia where they actually arrest gay people for protesting on the streets. Oh, no. Only in North Carolina. You had PayPal come out and say they were withdrawing plans for an operation center in North Carolina that would have employed 400 people. With the justification, quote, this is from the CEO, PayPal's Dan Shulman, the new law perpetuates discrimination and it violates the values and principles that are at the core of PayPal's mission and culture. That's what they said when they decided to pull this 400 people operations unit in North Carolina to protest against this bathroom bill. Again, citing their values and principles. Those values and principles don't get in the way of PayPal doing business in Saudi Arabia, a country that beheads homosexuals. The virtue signaling kind of disappears when it comes to Middle Eastern countries, of course, because they can do no wrong. You had Coca-Cola, Starbucks, Microsoft, Google, all signing this letter decrying the North Carolina bill. Yet they all do business in Kuwait, where cross-dressing is punishable by up to 10 years in prison. They didn't sign off on a letter condemning Kuwait. No, they only signed off on a letter condemning North Carolina because, again, God forbid, people will have to use the bathroom that correlates with their biological gender. Cirque du Soleil, they cancelled shows in North Carolina over this bathroom bill. They haven't cancelled shows in Dubai, where being transgender is illegal, where people go to prison for this. But again, there's no virtue signaling when it comes to Dubai, because of course that's a vastly more lucrative market. These companies have no principles whatsoever. This is all about virtue signaling. But I go back to the point, this has nothing to do with human rights. This was a defensive measure against an ordinance, which if it would have, you know, taken effect and become a pretext for the rest of the state, would have forced private businesses to adhere to this rule of allowing people who identify as transgender to use whichever bathroom they liked. Now, I don't care if you identify as Barney the Purple Dinosaur, but when government conspires to violate the rights of the majority to be politically correct and please a tiny minority, that's a huge problem. You don't let people who identify as six-year-old girls when they're 55-year-old men use children's changing rooms. So why should you allow people who, maybe on a whim, identify as being female, even though they're male, use the female locker room? Now we're going to go to this video which ties into this. This is by YouTuber Joey Salads, who we featured on Infowars.com before. He does these social experiments where he puts these, you know, liberal sacred cows to the test. He did one a couple of weeks ago where he went out and tried to ascertain who was the most violent, Trump supporters or Bernie Sanders supporters. Of course, he ended up getting physically attacked by Bernie Sanders supporters because they're vile, intolerant, hateful people, as our reporters have proven over and over again in Portland, New York, and other areas over the past couple of weeks. So he basically went out and did a video testing this bathroom bill. And now for, you know, people listening on the radio who've only got the audio, he basically just dressed up as a woman and followed women into female bathrooms to get their reaction, their organic, natural reaction to a guy with facial hair who is dressed up as a woman following them into the female bathroom. This is a 4-minute clip. Here it is.
What's up, guys? Joey Salads here. In North Carolina, passed a bill that requires trans people to use the bathrooms that correspond with the sex listed on their birth certificate. I reached out to a trans friend of mine and a doctor who I'm also friends with, and both had some contradicting points. My trans friend told me that nobody is born to a sex or a gender, and that gender and sex are a social construct, and that DNA and genetics have nothing to do with your sex. My doctor said that DNA and genetics have everything to do with your gender at birth. You either become a male or a female. With help of my trans friend, today I'm going to dress and act like a transgender. I'm then going to enter women's bathrooms, and let's see how they react.
All right, guys, so I'm about to make my transformation to look like a transgender. Now, I know that dressing up like a girl doesn't necessarily make me transgender, It would just make me a cross-dresser. But on the outside, people will still think that I'm transgender. I got this information from my transgender friend, and it is transgender approved. And I'm like, look.
Oh my God. Joe, you look fabulous.
I got my transgender friend on the phone, and I'm going to see what they think about my dress. So, get a positive
look. So great right now. Oh my gosh.
Looks good. Is it transgender approved?
It's 100% transgender approved.
All right. But I also found out through the transgender community that some of them actually keep their voice the same way. So, going through the requirement checklist, penis, you're allowed to have voice, you're allowed to have, technically speaking, I would be considered somebody just starting their transgender transformation. Let's go into some girls' bathrooms and see what they think.
What are you doing?
I'm transgender.
What? No, you can't be in here.
This is a girl's bathroom. I identify as a girl.
You are not. Do you hear yourself right now? You are not a woman. You have such
I am a girl.
Voice.
Transgender, we could stay with our regular voice.
What? That doesn't make any sense. You definitely have a penis. You need to get out of here.
I do have a penis, but I identify as a girl, so
you
I'm allowed in here.
You can't be in here.
Why not? I'm a girl.
No, you can't be in here.
But I'm a girl.
You can't just say you're a girl. All right, say you're a guy.
I'll get out. I'll let you be.
Ew, get out. What are you doing here? You're not just being here.
I'm trans.
You're a guy. Get out of here.
But I identify as a girl. Why
Ew,
can't I be
disgusting.
In here?
This is disgusting. Get the f*** out of here. You need to leave.
Okay. Hello.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
Good. Are you transgender?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Thanks.
How long have you been transgendered for?
Just started like a couple days ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
A short amount of time? Just
oh, yeah. Yeah, I gotta go. I'm gonna go right now.
Go ahead.
Hey. I'm transgender.
What are you doing here?
I'm transgender. I'm a girl.
Get out. No. Get out.
I'm a girl.
No, get out.
Why?
This is not okay.
It's not okay. I'm
not
a girl.
Okay. No, you're not.
Thank you guys for watching. Please give this video a like, share, and subscribe. As you can tell from this video that most women are not comfortable sharing the bathroom with a trans person. There has to be another solution for this debate because women are not comfortable sharing a bathroom, and the trans people want to share the bathroom. So there needs to be a better solution. Comment below what you think the solution needs to be. Do you think that trans people should be allowed to use the bathrooms on what they associate themselves with, or do you think they need to use the bathrooms on what my doctor calls what they biologically associate with? I'm Joey Salads. Thanks for watching.
Tell you the truth.
Okay, and that was in Hollywood. So that's how liberal women react to transgender men going into the female bathroom. So they're going to virtue signal about it all day in opposing this North Carolina bathroom bill. But when it's actually put to the test and a guy with a wig walks into the female bathroom, that is how they react. Very telling, but of course, you know, that's being transphobic, but the Christian bakery, whose business was destroyed because it refused to make a gay wedding cake, they're bad. Even though, you know, Stephen Crowder went and did the same experiment with Muslim bakeries, they refused to make the cake, and again, nothing happened. So again, that video by Joey Salads, which is an exclusive, he gave it to us first, it's going up on YouTube in a moment, again proves that when liberals react to a man walking into a woman's bathroom, that's the natural organic reaction you're going to get. And that's what's going to happen if these ordinances like the one in Charlotte are passed. So again, given that evidence, the North Carolina bathroom bill makes perfect sense. And you can go watch my video about it. It's linked from the Alex Jones channel about this transgender bathroom controversy. Let's get back into some more news now. Of course, before the previous segment, I was talking about Muslims in Brussels who were dancing on the street celebrating the Brussels attack. Then we have this article out of Breitbart. UK Equalities Chief, who popularised the term Islamophobia, admits, I never thought Muslims would blend into Britain. I should have known better. And of course, this was off the back of a Channel 4 programme, which caused quite a stir here in the UK. People said it was Islamophobic. I watched it. It wasn't. It was completely tame. Most of the people interviewed in the programme were Muslims. Most of the people speaking out about this were Muslim reformists. And again, it revealed that Muslims share a lot of these intolerant attitudes, which are completely intolerant towards homosexuals, towards transgenders, completely incompatible with Western ideals of liberalism. And that's what leads to these ghettos. That's what leads to people protecting Abdeslam, the Paris massacre assailant, because, again, it's concentric rings. It's not just jihadists. It's Islamists who protect this ideology. This integration hasn't worked. Bringing in millions more of these people won't work. It will only lead to mass civil unrest. London preacher and friend hail fanatic who killed politician in Pakistan as hero and martyr. Yet another example. This guy who defended liberal values in Pakistan was murdered, and his death is being celebrated by, quote, moderate Muslims everywhere. We'll be back in the final segment. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. Stay tuned.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
We're back on final segment of of the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour. And the religion of peace has struck again. Associated Press reports Jerusalem bus bombing wounds 21 Israelis. The bus exploded in Jerusalem on Monday, wounding at least 21 people in what police said was a terror attack. Quote, there's no doubt that this was a terror attack, Jerusalem Police Commissioner Yoram Halevi said. He said it was too early to know the identity of the attacker or if it was a suicide bombing. RT is reporting 9/11 families hit Obama for siding with Saudi Arabia once secret report declassified. Of course, Obama is set to visit Saudi Arabia tomorrow to bow and kowtow to the royal dictators. President Barack Obama is facing increased pressure due to renewed efforts to make a secret congressional report public that may describe links between Saudi Arabia and the September 11 terror attacks. Over the past week, families of 9/11 victims have criticized Obama because of reports stating that his administration is lobbying Congress to block a bill that would allow terror victims to sue foreign governments connected to the attacks on American soil. Now, Hillary Clinton was also asked about that bill. This is out of the Daily Caller. Chuck Schumer's legislation, of course, which would allow the families of 9/11 victims to sue the Saudi government. Clinton surprised ABC's This Week host George Stephanopoulos on Sunday when she said she was not familiar with Schumer's bill. She claimed she'd never even heard of it. Hours later, her campaign issued a statement saying that she did back it. Have you read those papers? A reporter asked Clinton a second time on Monday. I'm not commenting, the Democrat responded. Isn't that interesting that Hillary Clinton refuses to comment on the 28 pages on Saudi Arabia's involvement with 9/11 when the Clinton Foundation, before she was even Secretary of State, received $10 million from Saudi Arabia? Gee, what a coincidence. And then, of course, it was under Hillary's State Department that Saudi Arabia got that sweetheart deal with the fighter jets. So, again, that's the reason why she's not commenting on it, because she's in bed with the Saudi dictators. $10 million donation to the Clinton Foundation before she was even Secretary of State. Washington Post reports in Wellesley it's curtains for three dancing Trumps. Three 11-year-olds figured they found the perfect plan to reprise their hit performance at last year's Frisk Elementary School talent show when they donned masks of their retiring principal's face and danced wildly. This year, they'd be the dancing Donald Trumps. But God forbid, should they even represent the likeness of Donald Trump. Somebody complained, somebody was triggered, one person, and the entire show was cancelled. So again, you can't even wear a face mask and dance around in a silly way by pretending to be Donald Trump without one person complaining. RT also reports, focus on cat videos, German comic targeted in free speech row with Erdogan suspends TV show. A German comedian charged with a defamation of the Turkish president has suspended his TV show and let global audiences focus on important topics such as cat videos and celebrity sex lives instead of discussing Ankara's attack on freedom of speech. So he's basically done some kind of sardonic thing. He's cancelled the show again. Angela Merkel is poshing for his prosecution. This is the same chancellor that works with Zuckerberg, that works with Facebook, that works with ex-East German Stasi officials to censor criticism of migrants by the German population, threatening them with fines and prison sentences. Absolute tyranny happening in Germany. But that's going to wrap it up for the fourth hour. Support InfoWars. Get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex will be back with the show tomorrow, but stick around for tonight's InfoWars Nightly News. Breaking news at InfoWars.com. Thanks for joining us.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.